Item 4, the Judicial Council Report on Distinguished Service Award, and Claudia Fernandez.
Yeah, thank you, Chief. Members of the Council, you'll find our report and information on the awards and nomination process for the 19th Annual Judicial Council Distinguished Service Awards under Tab 4. At this time, our list of recommendations for this year's recipients is being handed out. In the way of background, annually the Judicial Council presents 5 Distinguished Service Awards to recognize individuals for significant and positive contributions to improve the administration of justice statewide. We received a number of nominations this year and had many outstanding individuals that exemplified the attributes of these awards. Except for the Stanley Mosque and Richard D. Huffman Awards, nominees cannot be a current member of the Judicial Council. As we did last year, these awards will be presented at an event during our December Council meeting in San Francisco. The nominations were reviewed by Justice Miller, Justice Hall, and myself, with the very, very able assistance of Claudia Fernandez. And after much deliberation and discussion, we are recommending for the Council's approval the following individuals for their extraordinary contributions and leadership. For the Ronald M. George Award for Judicial Excellence, honoring members of the judiciary for their extraordinary dedication to the highest principles of the administration of justice, we have 2 awardees. First of all, Honorable Richard D. Huffman, Associate Justice of the California Court of Appeal, 4th Appellate District, Division 1, and Honorable Wendy Lindley, Judge of the Superior Court of California, County of Orange. For the William C. Vickery Leadership in Judicial Administration Award, honoring individuals in judicial administration for significant statewide contributions to and leadership in their profession, Ms. Jody Patel.
Woo!
For her outstanding work as Interim Administrative Director of the AOC. And for the Bernardi Witkin Amicus Curiae Award, honoring individuals other than members of the judiciary for their outstanding contributions to the courts of California, Ms. Mary Lavery Flynn, Director of Legal Services, State Bar of California, who I believe is here. For the Richard D. Huffman Justice for Children and Families Award, honoring an individual for significant contributions to advancing justice for children and families in California, the Honorable Stephen V. Manley, Judge of the Superior Court of California, County of Santa Clara. And finally, for the Stanley Mosque Defender of Justice Award, honoring an individual from federal, state, and local government for significant contributions to advancing equal access to fair and consistent justice in California. The award will be presented posthumously to Captain Matthew Manukian of the United States Marines on behalf of all members of the armed forces who are protecting access to justice through their sacrifice and service to our country. And that is our recommendation.
Move the recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Fox. Seconds again for our record, please.
Second.
Judge Most, David Yamasaki. Judge Jacobson. Marianne O'Malley. Judge O'Malley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries unanimously.
Does the administrator award to Patel carry the $10,000 stipend?
No, but award winners were present.
Dave, it's the first round tonight.
Ah, even better.